There's a lot of emphasis placed on the screen, the page, silence, on the natural state. And that's because we fixate on the content, on the words, on the sounds. We fixate on thoughts. We fixate on experience, appearances. We hear that the natural state is this unconditional context, that it's not subject to the dualities of experience. It's the true nature of life as it is, without the overlays of mental constructs and identities that seem to define us, that seem to confine us, limit us. If there is only the natural state, if life is one and not two, has no other, there is no other reality, then your present experience, no matter how it feels, no matter how it seems, no matter how things look, can only be that. Nisargadatta Maharaj uses the word Nisarga. Nisargadatta means the giver of the natural state. Nisarga consists of the Sanskrit prefix ni, meaning without, and sarga, which refers to the act of creation or the process of emanation. Nisargadatta says, I am Nisarga, beyond time. I am Nisarga, which is attached to nothing. In common parlance, Nisarga means indifferent. So many eons and disillusions have come by, but I remain untouched by them. I know no addition or subtraction. He also says, see everything as emanating from the light, which is the source of your own being. You will find in that light, there is love and infinite energy. See everything as emanating from the light, which is the source of your own being. Everything. Everything is an emanation, an expression, an appearance, a display. A more well-known Sanskrit word is Maya. Maya means illusion, but can also be defined as magic. This seems dualistic. This seems like separation. This seems like there's a me and the world, a me and other. So that's the veiling. That's the magic show. That's the illusion. And at the same time, there's this projection happening, this expression of source. The source, which is the natural state, and its light, the magic show of manifestation or creation, are one. And this sounds like a contradiction, you know, to the mind, which thinks in terms of duality, it sounds like a contradiction. So I prefer the word paradox, because paradox means a statement contrary to common belief or expectation. A statement seemingly absurd, yet really true. Like we have the famous line in the Buddhist Heart Sutra, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. And like the Sufis say, there is only God's face. In the Bible, it's said that everything comes from him. This is in Romans 11. It says everything comes from him. Everything happens through him. Everything ends up in him. Also in the Bible, in Acts 17, it said, God doesn't play hide and seek. He's not remote. He's near. We live and move in him. Can't get away from him. The natural state is not hidden. Yes, it seems veiled, but it's also being expressed exactly as this moment, as your present experience. So the natural state has no opposite. How can the natural state, which is one and all-encompassing, all-pervading, how can it have an opposite? How can there be something that isn't the natural state? How can there be something that isn't reality, that isn't God, that isn't life? What we think of as the opposite of the natural state, call it illusion, which creates a state of ignorance and delusion, is the creative expression of the natural state. And they're not two. you would have heard the wave in the ocean metaphor many, many times, no doubt. The wave doesn't cease to be the ocean when it rises. And it doesn't become anything else when it falls, when it dissolves. The wave and the ocean are one. Another metaphor is there's gold and there's jewellery. And each piece of jewellery, even though it appears distinct and it has a specific form and design and purpose, its essence is always gold. It never departs from its essence. And that's a way of saying that all phenomena are manifestations of the same reality. I don't even like to say underlying reality, because whatever is built on the foundation is also that. Whatever is put on top is also that. There's also the metaphor of the dream and the dreamer. Just as the dreamer manifests various characters and landscapes and narratives in the dream, all of which are none other than the dreamer's own mind, made of the dreamer's own mind, the natural state manifests as this entire universe and all its contents, which are not separate from that reality. Another way to point to it is the movie screen and the film. The images on this screen change constantly and they're always displaying a certain state, a certain feeling, a certain situation. Joy, sorrow, conflicts, peace, horror, comedy. Yet the screen itself remains unchanged and unaffected. Whatever appears on the screen can't define the screen, the context. Then there's the metaphor of the spider and its web. Just as the spider weaves its web from its own substance and remains connected to every part of it, this entire universe could be said to be woven from the substance of the natural state, the source. And you are that source. It's not that you have a source. You are the source. And your present experience is your expression. And that could include the experience of the body, the mind. You're experiencing it. The thoughts, the feelings, the memories, the sensations. You're experiencing this play. And it's made of you. It's made of the source that you are. Then there's the metaphor of the reflections in a mirror. Each reflection appears distinct, but none of them can exist independently of the mirror. They can't be separated. There's also the seed and the tree. The tree in its full expression. It seems so different from the seed, doesn't it? But it's nothing but the manifestation of the potential contained within the seed. And life, reality, is absolutely overflowing with potential, pure potential, infinite potential. And it's always shining forth as experience. You are that seed. You are that source. There's the sky and the clouds. The clouds come and go, bring in different weather. But the sky remains unaffected, continuous. And the sky and the clouds are not separate. They're not divided. The clouds are made of nothing but sky. Likewise, the orchestra and its music. Each instrument plays a unique part. Or there's the painting and the canvas. There's all these various colours and shapes and forms. They're all held by the canvas. The canvas remains unchanged regardless of what's being painted on it. And at the same time, each colour, each shape, each form expresses the canvas. There's the actor and the actor's various roles. You know, no matter the character you're playing on the stage of life, you remain unaffected. All change stems from the changeless. The foundation and its emanations are one. The backdrop and the unfoldment of experience are undivided. That which comes and goes is an expression of the eternal. Duality is the display of the indivisible. So you can't become the natural state. You can't find it. You can't cultivate it. It can't be created. You can't lose it. All you find is it. Where's reality? Well, this is it. Where's life? This is it. Could life be anywhere else? Could life be anything else except this? So because we don't need to become it or find it, we're left with simply questioning our current beliefs. Are those beliefs true?